something that was talked about here recently from the City Commission was the annexation study of the Green Valley area. Sounds like City Commissioners at the moment nixing that idea to continue to study that further, which and I was a little bit surprised, but maybe not too much. That's a decision that has been long talked about here. It predates me here, I know that for sure. But there's a lot of, I know, economic interest in the Green Valley area, regardless of what Manhattan decides to do in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few things to consider there. And obviously, we're very interested in what the discussion is around that, particularly as it relates to new development areas. I think it's really two different conversations. I think you have the conversation of existing development and what happens there versus potential new development and that scenario, because I think you have different wants and desires of the people of the owners of those various entities. So, but I think it's going to be real interesting to see what comes out of the housing study. And I know these things they're not the same, but they're interconnected. And we have, I think everybody would agree that's involved in some capacity in selling homes, building homes, buying, or if you've tried to buy a home or rent a home lately, that we have a challenge in the housing industry. And I think it is only going to get worse. Again, the economics of the whole situation could change and that might be different, but what we're seeing in terms of from our employers and people who are hiring people, I think there's going to continue to be people who want to move to Manhattan and want to be here. And the last conversation I had with a prominent realtor in the community is we have in Manhattan's city limits, we have about 25% availability of homes that we should have for the demand that we have. And that's just not a sustainable model, right? And so at some point you have to have a strategy on how you're going to grow and where you're going to grow. And I'm not an expert, certainly, at land development. I've been on the peripheral of that, but not, in making those decisions. And it appears that that growing to the east is much easier than growing to the west because of terrain. It's a little difficult to go north because Kansas State has their farms and everything up north. And then if you try to go south, you have to figure out how to cross the river. And I actually, at our last leaders retreat, there was a dialogue about building a bridge there at the scenic crossover and take it over the bridge and look at doing something down there. But at the end of the day, I think we have to come up with a housing strategy. And if that's east, then I think we have to figure out who are the people that own property in that area and what's their desire and how would that work? We have done some things, the city has done some things over the last few years that make the annexation process not as necessary as it might have been otherwise, including working with the township over there to adopt a development code so things are being built to city standards so that if any time it does come in, you don't have a huge infrastructure investment that you have to make to get it up to standards. The city's selling water over there, so they a lot of the new customers over there they're not buying directly from the city, but the provider is buying from the city, and so you get you already have that connection already. And so I think there's enough going on now that I think it's okay to sort of hold for a bit and kind of see how a few of those things play out, and then come back in and take a look at it again. I think the commission's been very clear that they're open to if a property owner wants to come in, that they'll consider that. And I think that's probably what a lot of the developers in that area have wanted for a while. I think the challenge becomes, and this was in the report, so I'm not breaking any news here, that at a certain point you have to build a new fire station. And really, there are obviously expenses for everything, but really that is the major expense, is that the more you grow in that area, that if it's part of the city of Manhattan, there are requirements to have a fire station somewhere in the vicinity for response times. So it's not just building the fire station and buying the trucks, but then you have to put firemen at the station 24 hours a day. And so to me, that is this, that's sort of the dividing line at this point of, well, we're fine till we hit that, and then we probably have to make different decisions. So yeah, we're going to monitor it, and we've got some interested parties in coming in, from a commercial standpoint, and we just talked about primary employers and then also retail and other things where we also need to grow. It's very difficult to do those kind of developments outside of a city limits for insurance reasons. And I was talking to an employer the other day who we were talking about the annexation issue, and they said they specifically located where they did because they're in the eastern, they're east in Pottawatomie County. But they made their decision to be in Manhattan because of what they do, that the insurance for not having fire and police protection was going to way exceed what their additional tax would be. And that's not every business, right? But if you have a lot of inventory, or if you have, it becomes a pretty important situation. And then as a resident, there, I would argue, and I might be wrong, but I would argue that there are people who move into the eastern, into Pottawatomie County outside of the city limits, but because they have a Manhattan address, It might be a while before they even know they're not in the city limits. And so, I have heard people at City Hall who have said that people would call them and ask about this and that, and they go, well, technically you're not in the city limits, so you don't, we don't serve you. And I think you're going to get residents who go, well, why don't we get, why don't we get this service and why don't we get that service and why don't we get, and you may start seeing neighborhoods or subdivisions or whatever who collectively come together and go, you know what, it'd be nice to have a park out here, for instance, that's maintained, and we're already paying sales tax and we should be able to get some of that back in our neighborhood. And so why wouldn't we want to do that? And so I don't think that the commission saying we don't want to move forward on the second part of the study stops the conversation. I just think it's, hey, we're not going to go out there and do these big swaths right now. So let's just kind of pause till we get some of these other items figured out, and then maybe we can revisit it at a future point.
It's interesting. You mentioned the south side of that. That seems to be the one area that kind of we don't ever talk about. And it's in Riley County.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised there's not more interest in annexing that part. I know you got the bridge, and it's a little bit of a headache to get across the river. But
so there's two. Yeah, the two problems are getting the bridge across. And then the second one is, and because we've looked at those areas for industrial development as well, you got a lot of floodplain out there. And so I think there's some financial, I think you have to take all the financial pieces of that and figure out when it's worth it. I mean, where it stands right now, the market is going east. Even if the city limits aren't going east, the market is going east, and it's much less expensive to do that. And when we start talking about bridges, then I think the question is, well, wait, do we need a bridge to Pottawatomie County, or do we do this bridge south? And we, right as it stands right now, I don't think most people feel like we can afford one. So how do we get two kind of on the drawing board? But yeah, I mean, it came up at the leaders. I'm looking at Charlotte. It came up at the leaders retreat, and there was a little bit of discussion about it before it was like, well, for now, let's figure out what we're going to do east before we decide to go south. And we haven't heard. I mean, maybe they've talked about it and I've not heard it, but we've not heard anything from Riley County expressing their desire to move forward on that either. So,
all right. Well, it's 9:46. We'll take a break. More in focus in a moment. We'll talk some ribbon cuttings and women in business next here on News Radio KMAN.